He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome to Township's AHN Arena for the WPIAL Wrestling Team Semifinals and Championships. Today's broadcast being produced on the NFHS Network and on the WJPA Sports Network Audio. This broadcast is being presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. The Day Insurance Agency on East Baden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Burgettstown's Homecoming Committee, celebrating the homegrown Blue Devils wrestlers. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. And 22 Concrete Designs in Burgettstown, 22concretepittsburgh.com. We again welcome you in here to AHN Arena at Peters Township. We will have the 2A semifinals here to get started. Burrell versus Quaker Valley will be the match you will see here on the NFHS Network. We're happy to bring the audio to you here, produced by the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Jason Tennant, joined this morning by Bobby Fox. A pleasant good morning to you, Mr. Fox.
Good morning, sir, here in the beautiful AHN Arena on the campus of Peters Township. And, Jason, it's time to see who's going to win a District 7 gold medal on the team side.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, on the other side, we have Burrell and Quaker Valley. The other side is Burgettstown and Mount Pleasant. And Mount Pleasant already forfeiting three weight classes, I think, coming in. So going to be a pretty steep hill for those guys to climb to get over top a highly favored Burgettstown team. So expect Burgettstown to have a good shot of reaching those championship finals. We'll have all of this action video for you live on the NFHS Network, being produced by Flow Sports, by Flow Wrestling. And we will be bringing the audio all day on all these matches as well here on WJPA.com. That's where you'll find the audio for our strictly NFHS broadcast. We will have the Washington County action also on WJPA AM 1450. We'll take a closer look at this matchup here between the Burrell Bucks and the Quakers of a Quaker Valley when we return here to Peters Township. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true. by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Welcome back here to Peters Township. Again, Jason Tennant and Bobby Fox with you. And I had a chance to see this Quaker Valley team just Wednesday. I was on hand there when they hosted the quarterfinals, the quad of the that included the quarterfinal against McGuffey. That McGuffey got out into a decent lead early on, but they kind of had some of their top tier talent there was at the beginning just based on where they started on the evening, and Quaker Valley was able to overcome that as the night went on. Ended up kind of winning handily in the end.
Yeah, that one went 39-23 to Quaker Valley. If Jason, if we have time, let's take a quick look at this 2A bracket. Burgettstown, the top seed, and they have rolled. Beat Laurel 55-15, beat Montour 52-15. They've had no problems. Mount Pleasant has been sort of the underdog in this tournament, especially you mentioned they came into the tournament knowing they were going to have two forfeits in the lighter weights. Well, apparently their 189-pounder unable to make weight today, so that's where that third forfeit comes from. Mount Pleasant edged out Indiana 32-30 back on January 31st and then upset fourth-seeded Derry 37-31 in the Trojans' gym. Bottom half of the bracket, Quaker Valley 60-15 over Hopewell, 39-23 over McGuffey, as we were just talking about. They are the 3 seed. Burrell, the 2 seed, beat Hampton 60-6, and then beat Bentworth 47-25.
We don't even have really time to go over the lineups. Nope. They're going to get things started here a little bit early here this morning. And 189 pounds is where we're going to start this thing. And we would have gone down the way. We can still try to do that quickly here. We'll start at 189. I'll give you the Burrell wrestlers. You give us the Quaker Valley wrestlers.
Okay.
189 for Burrell. It's Logan Shank and Byler Spearing.
For Quaker Valley, Chris Brown or Sawyer Stelzig. And we need our announcer to tell us who's on the mat.
Yeah, let's see if we can get...
Last time I was here, they do typically do that, but there might be a bit of a delay. Although I guess if we just go on flow, that should be able to tell
us. Yeah, we'll try to grab it that way. Go ahead, you call this.
So 189 pounds, shot in single leg, nice little back leg trip. And now riding up on top for Burrell is either Shank or Spearing.
Yeah, we kind of need them to announce the near side, out here.
Yeah, near side ride. Got a little bit of a claw in. And now working his way back up is either Brown or Stelzig, but broken back down. We're just going to go Burrell and Quaker Valley right now. Burrell up on top, 2-0 lead. Out of bounds, like 44 seconds into this first period. After 189 at 215, we're expecting Jacob Taylor from Burrell or Aris Heniotis for Quaker Valley or Chase Kretzler. Both of these teams should have full 13-man lineups in this match. Escape quickly, Quaker Valley, and it's 2-1 off the restart. Now a nice single leg. Goes to a fireman's carry dump, and look out, looking for the fall, but bellying out. Burrell looking for the fall. Quaker Valley bellies down, but he does get two near fall. Now stacks him up. Double bars. Actually, excuse me, that's a half and a bar. And now Burrell looking for the fall again, and that's flat right along the edge. There's the fall, 1 minute, 14 seconds, and the Burrell Buccaneers take a 6-0 lead over Quaker Valley. And again, we will get you the names of those opponents as soon as we can. So that was, wow. Okay, so Isaac Lazinski bumped up for Burrell. And he got the fall over Chris Brown. So let's go to 215 pounds. So we're going to have to see just what Burrell is doing here because they're bumping all over the place despite having multiple wrestlers at every weight.
It's okay. I got Jonathan Guth helping us out here to get the brackets up.
Well, then we're all set. Some heavy
I could not find it.
Heavy hands from the Burrell wrestler here at 215 pounds. This could either be Logan Schenck, Byler Spearing, or Jacob Taylor.
All right, here we go.
At 215. Quaker Valley's also got three options at 215. Either Stelzik, Aris Haniotis, or Chase Kretzler, as we're a minute 38 remaining in this 215-pound match. Low ankle shot comes up empty. Reshot now for Quaker Valley, and the two-point takedown at 215.
All right, we're getting all set up now here. This is Haniotis and Luke Boylan.
Okay. Who? I must have written those down wrong.
No, I got it. 215. Aris Haniotis and Luke Boylan. Haniotis from Quaker Valley, Boylan from And I apologize for that. We should have had the names up there a little quicker, and they weren't announcing them fast enough. So here we go. Out of bounds they go here with 52 seconds remaining in the first period.
I'm not seeing Luke Boylan on the weigh-in sheet.
Yeah, I got him.
You got him?
For Burrell, yeah.
Well, there he is.
Right now
there we go. Okay.
2-1 advantage here with 35 seconds to go.
I'll put that back in the middle.
Ear-to-ear tie. And now in a front headlock situation here for drops down to a knee. Boylan around behind, close to getting the takedown here, and he will get that takedown. And Boylan will now take the lead here, 3-2. And that was right at the buzzer as well.
The always animated Josh Shields, head coach for Burrell, certainly appreciative of Boylan's efforts. Head coach for Quaker Valley, Austin Heinel.
It'll be second period of choice for Haniotis is to take down.
Burgettstown already out to a quick 12-0 lead in its match.
Right off the whistle, tries to go to a half, and now gets really high here as Haniotis trying to just dump Boylan over the top here and come out the back door. Very close to doing it here is Haniotis. Very, very high here is Luke Boylan. And they're going to get a stalemate, so that's a fantastic job by Boylan to hold that off and maintain control there because, whew, that was very close to Haniotis coming out the back door and getting a reversal.
Well, especially at a weight class this high, when you get that much body weight that high.
Right.
It's a little easier to slip out the back door.
Coming to his feet here is Haniotis, and he'll separate. And that'll tie the match at 3.
Good bout here at 215. Second bout of this match.
Ear to ear tie. Now they'll separate.
Hear the LB cheer from the Burrell bench for Luke Boylan. Well, Mount Pleasant should get some points against Burgettstown here because Pitzer's on the mat at heavyweight.
1 minute to go here in the second period. Halfway through the bout, we're tied at 3. Between Haniotis of Quaker Valley and Boylan of Burrell.
Well, that was some pretty wicked nice shots on the head.
Nice shot here on the ankle for Haniotis trying to come up through the legs. Looks like Boylan trying to hold on to that. Now grabbing both feet here is Boylan to try to fight this off, but a bit of a scramble situation here as Boylan able to come around behind and get the 2.
Yeah,
5-3.
Haniotis tried to kind of swim up through the crotch, and he didn't maintain position, and Boylan heady move to just come around.
Now
and now he's got the boots
in.
Yep.
is Boylan. Leading 5-3, down to 10 seconds to go here in the second period.
So Boylan scoring two takedowns within the last 20 seconds of the first and second periods.
And that'll do it for the second period. Third period coming up, and the choice should be Boylan's. He will choose bottom.
Tell you what, these two big boys have been pretty good in the scrambles, haven't they?
They have.
And they're going to, Hanny Otis chooses to just let Boylan up.
Well, award an automatic escape, if you will. 6-3, favor of Boylan. Shot in here by Hanny Otis. And again, he's trying to come up through the legs. And again, Hanny Otis trying to come around with the leg and come around behind. He did this before and he does it again. Oh, not awarded yet.
Well, that's got to be two. I don't know what Hanny Otis is holding on to.
They're still not awarding the takedown here for Boylan. I don't know how. There it is. If he had some, I couldn't see for the scoreboard, but if he had something, it wasn't much.
He might get this big old
half here. Oh, yes, it is in deep, and over goes Hanny Otis and immediately pinned. Time of the fall is going to be 4:43 for Boylan of Burl. And we will head on to 285 pounds after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
All right, we're going to have Chase Kretzler from Quaker Valley bumping up to 285, and he'll be taking on Burl's Aiden Kuhn. 15 seconds into the bout here. Even though you see Kretzler bumping up, both these guys look to be pretty similar in size. Kuhn apparently outweighing him by a little, but not much.
Yeah, I can, if you're really curious, Kuhn weighed in today at 235. Kretzler at 211.
Yeah, that's
25 pounds.
More significant than the eye would say.
Well, Kretzler is so much taller.
Yeah.
And again, to sort of, it's interesting that both of these teams weighed in. There's no real holes. There's enough wrestlers weighed in, but they made some moves that are a little, not surprising, but not moves you would expect.
Right.
Josh Shields pulling the trigger on moving some guys around. And with the tournament run they've had, it's clearly working.
Well, I know that Kretzler did bump up to 285 against McGuffey, and that was a very big win for Quaker Valley. Kind of got them. That was kind of a match that you felt might decide it, who won that one, and it was Kretzler, and he was actually named our CCBC Outstanding Wrestler. That match was Chase Kretzler.
Well, but you know what? You look at Aiden Kuhn. I didn't get a real good look at him, I think because he was behind the score clock. Kuhn's not built that much bigger than Kretzler.
That's what I mean.
The weight, you're right. The weight difference is surprising.
It is. This looks like a 215-pound bout, to be
it
honest
does,
with
yeah.
you, instead of a 285.
Yeah, Kuhn carries that 235 very well.
We're not seeing much activity here in the way of shots. Some tie-ups here. They'll separate as the period comes to a close. And immediately you see Kuhn choosing bottom here to start the second period. This is a big match, I feel, for Kretzler and Quaker Valley. You can't lose the first three. That's a tough start. We need a bounce back here, but look at this. Grabbing the ankle and getting the reversal here. That was a pretty move there by Aiden Kuhn, and now he has the 2-0 lead.
It's almost like an arm drag throw, but he did it with his leg. Mount Pleasant is on the board, 12-3 against Burgettstown. But, yeah, you mentioned they can't lose the third in a row, especially after giving up back-to-back pins to Burl.
Crutchler just broken down here on the edge of the mat. And a stall call against Crutchler. As there's not much activity. He tries to sit out here as he turns back in toward the center of the mat, and they go out of bounds. Crutchler. Aiden Kuhn on the year 20-11 record. There's Kuhn riding on top. I'll get you his record as well.
Kuhn trying to run a power half here against Kretzler, but Kretzler able to get to his feet. And they work right along the edge. Kuhn just drags Kretzler backwards out of bounds. They're going to call stalling on Kuhn for pulling Kretzler out of bounds. I think it was a good call. As he just kind of sat back and drug Kretzler with him out of bounds. Boy, the forfeits have hit over on mat one. It's now Burgettstown 30, Mount Pleasant 3.
Yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
Kuhn getting a little sloppy as he tried to go to that power half again, and Kretzler's able to pop his head free.
Yep, get that escape. Kretzler 14-12 on the year, so more toward 500 here is Chase Kretzler. But I said this is the second match in a row that we've seen him bump up to 285. Not sure how much time he has spent at 285 versus 215 on the full season.
That takes some guts to do that too, because you know those heavyweights can be anywhere from there's a pretty big range as to how much those big boys can weigh. And obviously I'm sure Coach Heinel takes that into consideration.
Time expires in the second period. 2-1 in favor of Kuhn, as Burrell looks to start this thing off with three straight victories. The first two were by fall. They lead it 12-0. Here at 285.
Tell you what, though, Kretzler just a point behind heading into this third period, and he gets start down.
A roll here by Kretzler. Nice. Just couldn't get free, and that's a nice job by Kuhn to maintain control. Now tried to go to a half, and now got loose and coming to his feet as Kretzler. He'll separate, and we're tied at two.
Both of these wrestlers have tried to throw that power half or something similar, and they've actually lost the opponent.
Now we're head-to-head with just over a minute and a half to go here in the 285-pound weight class.
Most of that crowd noise you're hearing is from the Burgettstown faithful. This place is going to fill up once Trinity gets here for the AAA championships,
for sure.
Isn't it?
Shoving toward the edge of the mat. Now a front headlock here for Kuhn. Reaches for a leg, but running out of mat room, and they're out of bounds.
Yeah, almost looked like Kuhn was going for a cradle. Kretzler's got to be careful, too. No, Kuhn actually has to be careful. He's already been hit for stalling once. But see if the power game comes into effect here, because if he can keep pushing Kretzler out of center mat, he may be able to get his opponent banged for stalling. There goes Kretzler pushing Kuhn towards the edge.
42 seconds remaining here in the third. Wrestling neutral. Kretzler has been warned for stalling. That is, like Bobby alluded to, that's something you got to keep in mind in a bout like this.
Got to always circle in, especially along that edge in a tight match, if you can. Down to just about 10 seconds. We may be seeing our first overtime of the morning. Although, again, they go right along the edge. Kretzler, good job. He was nearly pushed out. That could have been the second stall call. And, Jason, we're going to sudden victory.
Go ahead, Bobby, take that. A little technical problem here.
Okay.
Nate.
The two big boys, forehead to forehead. About 20 seconds into this sudden victory, one period. And just not much going on. Aiden Kuhn had a nice takedown in the first period, but really since that, oh, reshot try for Kuhn as Kretzler
misfired, and there's the takedown. Winner, 4-2, sudden victory at 6:33. It's Aiden Kuhn.
And that will increase the lead to 15-0 in favor of Burl, back with the 107-pound weight class here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
We had a forfeit at 107 pounds, and let me grab that for you.
Yeah,
actually, they haven't even updated it yet, so I'm not sure who the...
Yeah, I'm interested to know, because Cameron Baker is listed as the 107-pounder
There we go. We've got...
No, that's...
Baker won by forfeit.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Baker weighed in at 108. Anderchak weighed in at 108.
This is Bruce Anderchak for Burl.
Oh, they bumped him.
Or
okay.
For Quaker Valley and Carter Thomas for Burl. So Anderchak goes up and wrestles here for Quaker Valley against Carter Thomas as the Quakers trying to get their first victory on the day. And right now Anderchak does have that 2-0 lead, but a scramble here as Anderchak's still going to maintain control 1 minute into the contest.
He's going to let Thomas up.
So 2-1. Now a nice duck under there by Anderchak, and he's in on a leg. Anderchak still with that single, high on the crotch here. And he'll call a stalemate and get a restart with 31 seconds to go.
Still a lot of wrestling to go in these semifinal matches, but everything going pretty much according to plan if you look at the brackets, as Burl and Burgettstown both with big early leads.
21-0 our score here in favor of the Burl Bucks. Anderchak trying to get Quaker Valley on the board here at 114 pounds. And now front headlock trying to come around here is Thomas. The time expires in the second period.
You know, Jason, three of the teams here, Burl, Burgettstown, and Mount Pleasant, you expect to see here. Tell you what, Austin Heinel and the coaching staff at Quaker Valley has really done a nice job of making the Quakers a consistent presence.
Yes.
In the team tournament and in the individuals, because it wasn't always that way.
Well, don't forget that they ended. It was Quaker Valley who ended the run of Burl's consecutive WPL championships a couple of years ago.
Unfortunately, not a great day so far for the Quakers. So they're down 21-0. Start of the second period, 2-1 lead for Anderchak.
Anderchak is currently working from the bottom. Leg in here for Thomas.
It's almost trying to go, almost a splaydle, isn't it?
Well, it looks like he might be working on that.
This might go stalemate here pretty soon. Although if he keeps working, he may be able to get a stalling out of Anderchak.
Well, now Anderchak trying to come to his feet here. Trying to come around Andrzejczak, staying with it. And they're kind of locked in this position.
Wait, Thomas does a nice job.
Each of them have a leg. Thomas is hanging on to that, Andrzejczak hanging on to that ankle.
But it seems like Thomas is doing just enough on top to keep this from stalemating.
Yeah, I agree.
So we can try to work something out of here because Andrzejczak has just been completely tied up by Thomas this entire period, which only has 18 seconds.
Still has that leg lace, does Thomas, and that's really the control he has here.
Well, look, he's trying that spladle again.
I'm down to 5 seconds, and looks like the second period is going to come to a close with no change in the score. 2-1 our score.
And right at the end, Andrzejczak was able to get into a seated position and maybe something he could have worked with, but just ran out of time.
Right off the whistle here, Thomas tried to roll. Andrzejczak stayed with him. This looks like this might not. Well, we get a
nice shot.
Oh, look, look at that. Caught him to try to put him on his back here. Andrzejczak getting near fall. And Thomas is in a world of hurt. Now he'll roll through and belly out. But those two near fall points, I thought maybe he would have
only get two.
I would have thought in three there for sure. But it's 4-1 with a two near fall.
Should be 6-1, shouldn't it?
No, Andrzejczak had control.
Right. Oh, that's right, because he started on top.
Near fall. He never lost control, got the two near fall, now trying to go to a wing.
But we're both in agreement. He probably should be up 5-1 because he held him there a while.
Felt like that was three swipes. I wasn't paying attention very closely to the official Kurt Kesnick down there, but felt like it should have been three near fall.
Yeah, Thomas tried to roll, and Andrzejczak just pretty much caught him in a reverse half and put him right on his back.
Trying to use that wing again here is Andrzejczak, as Thomas just trying to get himself to the edge. You can see him trying to work his way to the boundary, and now they will blow it dead with 31 seconds to go. 4-1 lead for Bruce Andrzejczak of Quaker Valley, trying to get the Quakers on the board here.
But they are doing some serious blood work over on mat one, or the red mat.
Grabs the ankle here, does Andrzejczak off the whistle, comes up around the waist. And down to 24 seconds remaining here in this contest. Flattening out there is Thomas, looking for a cradle potentially was Andrzejczak, but couldn't get it.
But both of these wrestlers have been excellent on top in this bout, haven't they?
They have. Again, looking for this cradle here is Andrzejczak. But lets it go. It was only 5 seconds. He can just hang right there. And Andrzejczak will get the regular decision to put them on the board. It's 4-1 final. 21-3 our score. We've got 121 coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
We're going to have Isaac McCagley of Quaker Valley, Luca Rosa of Burrell out here at 121 pounds. And we are underway here about 19 seconds in.
Caglia bumping up from 114. Weighed in today at 113. So he's given up some pounds to Luca Rosa.
Looking for a cradle here is Rosa, but let's go with that. Just settles in behind around the waist, and he will get the two-point takedown. He never looked like he already had control before that, but he went for that cradle and then just decided, now we're just going to make sure we get the takedown. And Rosa leads it 2-0 here, 42 seconds in.
What kinds of wrestling going on in this part of the world. West Virginia team championships are today as well. Didn't realize that.
Rosa has McCaglia flattened out here on the mat. Goes to a half here on the right side. This is in pretty tight. He's got a wing and a half. And trying to turn McCaglia. Oh, man, that is tight. And McCaglia is fighting it off. Lost the half, it looks like. Now he goes back to it. Oh, man. McCaglia doing a heck of a job. Now goes the other way here, does Rosa. He got one swipe. Now getting near fall points.
Boy, that back doesn't look turned. Now it does. Well,
tough to see from this angle, but now he tries to reverse it. Oh, my goodness, McCaglia.
Now he's got him tight.
He's showing a lot of strength trying to fight this off, but, man, what.
Tell you what, look at the hips of McCaglia.
Yeah, I know. He's twisted all up. And that, I mean, that half was in tight here for Rosa, and he had him going over multiple times. He won't get him stuck there, but he will get the three near fall to make it 5-0. And that looks to be the way the first period will come to a close. We're right back here on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
And right off the whistle again, it was McCaglia who was in trouble, was put to his back, gave up near fall points, but then a quick roll and he's able to come out. Actually, no, he never did get control. Now he does have the reversal finally awarded, but no near fall points. He actually nearly put Rosa on his back there as well. But Rosa got out of danger, did give up the two, and now he gets a reversal, and he's back on top, and the score is 12-2 in favor of Rosa. And despite a quick flurry there from McCaglia, Rosa well in control here, now 12-2 as they head out of bounds a minute into the second period.
Going right back to that bar is Rosa. Out of bounds, they'll head back to center. 21-3 Burl. After five weights, on the other mat, it's Burgettstown 40, Mount Pleasant 3, top-seeded Blue Devils taking care of business.
Yeah, and according to Jonathan Guth here sitting right beside me, he says that it's clinched. I'm not paying, I mean, obviously right. 40-3, but haven't done the math. He's got it as the Burgettstown Blue Devils will be in the finals. And now going to his back again is McCaglia. He spent a lot of time fighting off near fall here, has McCaglia, and he's trying to roll through again. Rosa will have three more coming if he can't get him on the get a fall here, and he will not, as McCaglia able to belly out again, but it's 15-2, 20 seconds to go.
Well, you got to give McCaglia credit. He doesn't give up, does he?
One more turn would do it.
Got 10 seconds to do it in, does Rosa.
They call blood time here.
No disrespect to McCaglia, but for how much he's had his face kind of run over the mat, I'm amazed he hasn't had that mat burn on the nose, because Rosa has just been a hammer on top.
With that blood time, we'll step aside. WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Well, they had a few seconds of runoff in the second period, right into the third. A quick reversal there for Luca Rosa ends it by technical fall. 17-2 was the final for Rosa. Did you get the time on that tech fall?
4:14.
4:14, and that'll run the score now to 26-3 as we move on to 127 pounds.
It's going to be Owen Parnell of Quaker Valley and Julian Bertucci of Burl. How about that spelling on Owen?
That's how I wasn't real. I would have said something else probably.
I was talking to Coach Heinle. He said he believes that's a very Irish way of spelling it. E O I N.
All right.
That's a lot of vowels.
It certainly is. Bertucci had a leg lifted up. Now has a cradle here. Oh my! And over goes Parnell, and there is the fall. 25 seconds the time of the fall for Julian Bertucci. It's 32-3. We're back after this on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Jack Cazales, Quaker Valley, taking on Jacob Stewart of Burl. Cazales will look to turn the tide here for the Quakers, who are down 32-3.
Six weights to go, including this one. Cazales should certainly be a candidate for some points. He's one of the best for Quaker Valley.
Quick takedown for Cazales, and he quickly lets Stewart up.
I'll tell you what, he almost didn't hold him long enough.
It was very quick. And he looks like he's going to do the same thing here. Exactly. Comes around, gets the two, and lets him right up, and out of bounds they go.
Does not seem very interested in riding, does Jack Cazales?
He does not. 4-2 lead. Now a shot here by Stewart.
Of course, the bad part for Quaker Valley is one of the best for Burl is on deck, Cooper Hornack, at 139 pounds.
Two-point takedown, and again, Cazales lets him up. It's now 6-3, and another takedown for Cazales. Lets him up. It's 8-4. Takedown clinic here for Jack Cazales.
Mm-hmm. I imagine there's not much for a coach to do when you've got a wrestler that can do this.
Right.
Especially when he's not interested in riding. Although, nice underhook here from Stewart. Got Cazales broken down.
35 seconds to go here as they're near the boundary. And they will go out of bounds. Coming up through the legs here is Cazales.
Stewart, though, nice job to wrap around the waist. At least make Cazales work for this. Now they've gone full scramble.
Well, Yeah, this finally he figured out a way to not give up the very easy takedown as we head to the second period here. Gonzalez leading 8-4.
Burl up 32-3 after 7 waits.
Leg in here for Stewart as he will start the second period on top. Had both legs in, does Stewart, and now potentially dangerous as he's lifted up off the mat.
I've never
Gonzalez
been.
Came to a standing position.
Sorry about that, Jason. I've never been a fan of that call.
I agree with you.
Because, I mean, yes, he could drop straight backwards and slam him that way, but then the wrestler on bottom is going to be penalized anyways.
Right.
Stewart, nice crab ride in here right along the edge. And Gonzalez. Well, I'll tell you what. I know it's kind of a Pennsylvania stereotype. You know, PA wrestlers are good on top.
Yeah.
These Burl wrestlers are really good on top.
Jack Gonzalez here was a section champ and district champion last year, but did not place at states.
Caution on Gonzalez as he works from bottom. I think we're also seeing why Gonzalez liked the takedown, let him up technique, as he is definitely more confident. Oh, they called stalling on Gonzalez as he came to his feet. Even as Stewart threw legs in from that standing position.
Gonzalez comes to his feet here. Stewart around the waist trying to haul him back down as they head toward the boundary. Now drops down low on the legs, and Gonzalez able to kick out and make it 9-4.
Now back in his comfort zone is Jack Gonzalez.
And shoot in, but they're off the edge.
Senior,
11
right?
to go. Gonzalez is a senior. On their feet here, 1:05 to go in this second period. Trying inside trip here was Gonzalez, now caught potentially, but it was come to his feet now. Front headlock now for Stewart. Underhook there by Stewart here on the left side. Right side, I guess, if you want to.
Well, this second period has kind of belonged to Stewart, hasn't it?
Well, he's at least fought off Gonzalez. I mean, the first period we just saw a takedown clinic. Not that Stewart has been able to score anything. He's just prevented that. He's prevented Gonzalez from continuing to dominate.
You know, it's a little surprising that Gonzalez chose down to start this period.
Right.
That just kind of hit me. When you score 4 takedowns in the first period, you choose down to start the second.
Fifteen seconds to go.
Gonzalez is backing up a little bit, too. He might want to watch it, although now he gets in on a nice single leg.
And no control awarded as time expires. We're headed to the third. Choice is to Stewart. He'll choose bottom. You're right. The Gonzalez decision, you would have thought he was just would have stayed neutral.
Right.
And continued his takedowns. He had 4 in the first period.
And this is going to be our first chance to see Gonzalez ride, too. And he looks pretty good at it. Got the legs, got the left leg laced tight, does Gonzalez. Especially when if you look at the team scoring, you need bonus points here.
Right.
And Gonzalez, you'd think his best bet would be to work from the top.
You definitely need bonus points if you're Quaker Valley. There's no question about that.
Now
he does have the cradle and might be looking for those bonus points here. 3 near fall. He can't get the pin. I mean, Quaker Valley wants the 6. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I don't know why Gonzalez wasn't riding in the first. He looks pretty good at it.
It's 12-4. He's pushed it to a major, but you would think the Quakers were hoping for even more than just the 1 bonus point.
Well, and one point is the decision made to cut him.
Right.
Still got that left leg laced up tight with that figure four.
Down to 37 seconds to go, and I mean, if he sits right there, he at least gets one bonus point, but the way this match started, you would have thought it was either going to end in a tech fall or a fall. But give credit to Stewart for limiting the damage.
They're going
to
call stalling on Stewart.
13-4. I don't really see why that was stalling on Stewart, but he's trying to come out from underneath here.
He's trying to work a Peterson?
He doesn't really have it.
He gave that up.
Gonzalez is going to get along around that knee and hang tight to pick up the major. 13-4 makes it 32-7. Back with 139 after this on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, the scoreboard says Burrell 36, Quaker Valley 3, but it's 32-7 in favor of Burrell. They gave that major to the wrong side.
Wyatt Ham is going to bump up for Quaker Valley, and he's got a tall task in Cooper Hornack.
Okay. Hornack quickly with a cradle, and Ham is going to his back. Near fall points coming, if not the fall.
Can't see as the shoulders are away from us. Looks like maybe that right shoulder might be elevated.
There is.
Never mind.
34 seconds time of the fall for Cooper Hornack, and it's now 38-7. Back with 145 after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Matthew Dana taking on Callie Zanella. Dana of Quaker Valley, Zanella of Burrell, 38-7.
So the Buccaneers are moving on to the finals.
That has been decided.
Yep. Callie Zanella, the younger brother of Nico Zanella, who could be seeing action either 160 or 172 for the Buccaneers.
Now they have it at 44-7.
That ain't right either.
Oh, yeah, they must have been a forfeit.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, this is 152.
Okay.
So let me check that here.
You're right.
Yeah, they gave a...
It's got to be to probably Callie. Did they say Zanella's on the mat? Yes, he is. So I don't know who that forfeit would have went to.
Boy, I don't know either.
Let me look here. Hornack went 39. Zanella went, his bumped up to 52. I wonder if it was a no match. Or did the forfeit, should it have gone to Quaker Valley? I don't know why they would have.
I'm not following this.
Do you want me to go down and check?
27 was Parnell Bertucci. Keep an eye on things here.
Okay. 2-1 lead for Matthew Dana.
33 was Cazales and Stewart. 45.
I don't think they got it right.
No, they have Parnell's bout in here twice.
So this is one.
This has to be 145.
Okay.
And now they do have the score corrected to 38-7.
Right. So that we got to be at 145.
We're all clear now, but this is 145, yes. Yeah, I mean, Dana couldn't be wrestling 52 anyway.
According to he weighed in at
139. So.
Well, you can go two, right?
No.
You can only go one?
Just one.
Oh, must be college where you can go two. So, I live in those two different worlds, Jason.
I know. Yeah, but, that was odd. They've got something a little messed up. Matthew, Dana, they have Parnell and Bertucci in there twice.
Well, it is first match of the morning. I'm sure it'll smooth out as the day goes on.
So it's 4-1 to score in favor of Dana.
Yeah, I'm watching the table crew right above them. There's definitely a little bit of
a little scramble going on here.
A little scramble, a little confusion to take care of, but they're getting it ironed out. Frank Volcano's straightening them out.
Guaranteed it'll be right.
Oh,
Frank's
down
there working on
Frank's on the move, too. Someone better be careful. Yeah, they're checking the scorebook now.
We're at 145. It's 5-1 in favor of Matthew Dana. And now a shot in here by Dana. In on a single. Wizard applied here by Zanella. Got that Wizard in, does Zanella.
Final score.
And we get a potentially dangerous call.
Burgettstown has officially moved on, 56-15.
Okay.
So that means we will have Mount Pleasant
and Quaker Valley. And that will be for a spot in the state tournament, by the way. Top three advance. And if you're in the top two, you get to go straight to Hershey. If you finish third, you're going to have to wrestle a prelim on Monday.
You get to go get your chocolate
early. A play-in, if you
right.
will. I remember one year we had to travel covering Jefferson Morgan. We had to travel to Fort LaBeouf for that prelim.
Fort LaBeouf?
That was a
bit of a haul.
That was a road trip, and it was not a very good night in January, or February probably, if you know what I mean.
Wasn't Fort LaBeouf near Erie?
Yeah, it's up there.
So it's probably a little cold.
It was definitely chilly that night, and the roads weren't great. I remember that. 5-1 lead here for Dana. As the second period going to come to a close here at 145 pounds.
We've had some pretty gnarly road trips. Remember when we did the PAC Wrestling Championships?
That was a very gnarly road trip. That's
an hour, 45-minute trip that took 6 hours.
6 hours home. That was a rough one. That was a rough go.
That's why you won't do the PAC Wrestling Championships with me anymore.
That was a rough go. I remember exiting and not knowing we exited.
Yeah, we went into Pittsburgh because there was a split. We thought we went the one way. We went the other.
Oh, my goodness. Head-to-head tie here. And Zanella shoots in, but they're off the edge of the mat.
So it'll be, to no one's surprise, Burgettstown and Burl for the WPIL team title.
It is interesting because when you have this situation with the championship and the consolation, obviously the championship is for a WPIL title, but you could argue that the
third place belt.
Not that there's more on the line necessarily, but to keep your season alive,
right.
That happens in the consolation.
Keep your team season going.
Right.
If not, then you start gearing up for individuals.
Exactly. And looking for two here and getting the two is Dana to go up 5-2. Is that right? Seven,
so.
Right?
Nope,
yeah,
there it
I was going to say it has to be. I think it was already 5-2. 7-2 now with less than a minute to go.
What's the start time on the championships? Do you know?
Well, I mean, I think they have one.
Projected start time.
Whether they hold to that, I'm not sure if this one would wrap up a little early.
Yeah,
11:30, I think it was.
You are correct. And it is 10:50, so it might get a little bit of a...
I would say 11:30 is... They could definitely start it by then. Will they wait to then? I don't know.
They could go early. Dana just hanging out on top. He's got Zanella broken down pretty well.
That's going to do it. 7-2 is going to be your final in favor of Dana. And that'll make it 38-10 with three bouts to go. 1:52 up next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Well, we've got some more confusion down here on the scorer's table trying to get set for this next bout.
Wonder if this has anything to do with when they accidentally double-entered. Now we've got everything squared away. And we'll get you the wrestlers coming out at 1:52 in just a minute. I think... Yep, they're still working through it.
Yeah.
This might be Jack Demert and Ben Cthulhu.
It has to be Demert. And it has to be Cthulhu. Yeah, that's the only matchup it could be. Yeah, that's it. That's the only option. So, I'm not sure where the confusion would have been. It's not like they even had to select between different guys. These are the only two that could wrestle at this point. Demert goes in on a leg, now lifts that leg, comes up, never did get control. They both come to their feet, and out of bounds they go. 18 seconds gone.
But Demert being really doing a good job of enforcing his will on Cthulhu. If he does that again, as he just muscled Cthulhu out of bounds. He does that again. Might get a stall call against the Burl wrestler. Went headhunting there. Tried for a headlock. Did Demert. Switches off to a singles. Got that thing lifted high. Pulling Cthulhu back in. Nice back leg trip. And he's going to pick up the takedown. Jack Demert. The only thing with this pace this early on is can you sustain it
right.
If you're Demert, because he's going 150 miles an hour. And these Burl wrestlers are all in great shape.
Lifted up and brought back down there by Demert. It is Cthulhu in two bouts after this one to close things out. I mentioned off air, a little surprised that Burl's not just forfeiting out and going on to the finals. We see that a lot of times in these types of situations, but not going to be the case today. And maybe you just want to get that, you know, maybe you got your 52 through 72 pounders. Maybe you just want to get him warmed up
right
for the championship.
Well, wasn't it George Foreman that said you always go into a fight wet?
Yeah, right.
Means you got to get. Of course, if you want to talk about Burl just forfeiting out. How does this benefit Quaker Valley to be out there either? Because you got to wrestle to keep your team season going.
Right. But I think unless you just kind of want to get that first match in to get warmed up for the next one.
Yep,
I mean,
get the blood flowing because you're going to be sitting a while.
Yep.
So if you don't wrestle these, you really sit for, what, couple hours, 3 hours before you get on the mat.
Time going to wind down here in the first period, and that's going to do it. 2-1 is the lead for Jack Deemer. Deemer worked from the bottom here in the second period. Tight waist there by Catullo. Reaches under for a wrist there, does Catullo, but now coming to his feet into a camel stand is Deemer. Now to his feet, trying to pull the hands away. And broken back down nicely there by Catullo.
Here in the beautiful AHN Arena, Allegheny Health Network. It's a bowl-shaped sort of arena.
Yep. Don't mind working here. Always a great place to come. Deemer comes around and gets the two-point reversal, even though Catullo still has that leg.
Yes, he does.
The reversal has been awarded to Deemer, 4-1 lead.
Tell you what, Deemer.
Now Deemer looking for a cradle here. And he's got the cradle. He's got it locked, and Catullo is going over. Can't see from
doesn't
the scoreboard
have it real
right
tight,
now.
Though.
Yeah, I can't see it.
Not going to get any near fall as Catullo is able to get back to his base. Okay. Now coming to his feet. Yeah, I guess on this mat, you as the play-by-play man, we should probably switch seats.
You'll be handling it next next bout, and we will stay right here. This is where the consolation will be here on the yellow mat, if you will, mat two.
Boy, look at the size difference. I just noticed this too. Look at the size difference in the mats.
Oh yeah,
that's a big difference. And even the circles are smaller, aren't they? Is that an optical illusion?
No, I don't think it is.
I mean, that's
odd. I hadn't noticed that. You're right.
I mean, that is a massive difference.
That is odd. As time expires, 4-1 here at the end of two. That circle is definitely bigger on the red mat.
That's what I thought, and a lot bigger, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Injury
time coming
to Deemer.
Wonder why they would
do that. Was that a Cannon Mac practice mat?
It looks kind of like it might be. Let's take a break here as they're going to run injury time to Deemer. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Well, Deemer's going to come to his feet here, and excuse me, he's going to. You're not sure what the issue was necessarily.
They were working on his right elbow, which does have a sleeve on it. But now he's kind of shaking that left arm, too. Third period underway.
And Deemer quickly gets out and makes. Other way around. Catullo gets out for the one-point escape.
Look out here.
Now caught. Now standing, almost had a standing cradle there to Deemer. Didn't get it locked in. Now to a front headlock, and they'll separate again here on the edge of the small mat. double leg shot here by Deemer.
I mean, it's kind of the old phrase, you know, both teams got to deal with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a pretty sizable difference.
Looking for two on the edge here is Catullo, and they say out of bounds. Takedown not awarded.
You can see the competitive nature of Burl. They won every point.
Shot attempt there, but caught in that front headlock was Cotullo. Cotullo tried to use it to spin around behind, but didn't get there. Or, excuse me, that was Diemert. Now head-to-head.
Diemert's going to have to show a little offense, too. If not, he's going to be banged for stalling here pretty soon.
Shot attempt there by Cotullo, but sprawling back is Diemert. Still 43 seconds to go, just a 4-2 lead for Diemert. Trying to go up into a camel stand there was Cotullo, broken back down. And a stalemate is called with 30 seconds remaining.
See if Cotullo's got one more good shot left in him.
Reaching in for a leg was Cotullo. Good job to fight that off by Diemert. Back head-to-head, and they'll separate with 19 on the clock.
Diemert keeps peeking at the clock.
And we're down to 10.
Looks like he's going to hold on here. Although, late shot by Cotullo.
And time is going to run out. 4-2 win for Jack Diemert makes it 38-13, two bouts to go here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
For Quaker Valley, it's Marcus Ritchie. And for Burrow, we've got Patrick Knee here at 160 pounds. And quickly a takedown here for Marcus Ritchie. Ritchie throwing a leg in here on Knee.
Been a good stretch for Quaker Valley. They've won three of the last four. The only problem is they gave up a pin to Cooper Hornack, and they were already down 32-3 before that stretch.
Right. And now looking for a cradle, but lost it, and now getting almost all the way out there was Knee. And he will get away here as he kicks out and gets the escape 2-1 in favor of Ritchie. Quaker Valley will have Trey Dunlap at 1-7. We already know it'll be Dunlap versus Zanella in the final bout because Lisinski is already, he had bumped up. Four one after the takedown for Ritchie. Start down to about 54 seconds remaining here in this first period, trying to turn Knee. Close to getting him going. Now trying to get to half, and he got a potentially dangerous call, did Ritchie.
Quick call from the official.
It was. Trying to throw a leg in here. He's got trying to work the half into his Ritchie. Good job to fight that off there by Patrick Knee of Burl. Again, now that leg is in here. His knee trying to come to his feet here. 15 seconds to go and flatten back out on the mat is Patrick Knee. It's going to do it for the first period. One period in the books, 4-1 in favor of Marcus Ritchie.
Said Burl will advance to face Burgettstown for the WPIL team title. Quaker Valley will wrestle Mount Pleasant for that third spot and a chance to go to the PIAA state team tournament.
Two-point takedown, a reversal, excuse me, for Marcus Ritchie.
Nice job by Ritchie to slip the legs in, maybe looking for that power half.
Did this earlier, and it wasn't able to get the half locked in.
It's another one of those really random tidbits.
There's the half. Nope. Couldn't quite grab it.
I've been pulling out throughout this match.
Does have the half now.
I think these two were the exact same wrestling shoes. Got those black Rudas shoes.
That half was in pretty tight, but Richie unable to turn knee with it. Let's it go.
Jason, I don't know if you would agree with me with this or not, but I think Quaker Valley and Burrow throughout this match have been fairly even when it's been on the feet. The big difference is Burrow has just been better on the mat, whether that's been the top or bottom position.
Right.
Now, Richie, though, has got these boots in tight.
Stalling on Green. That's on Burrell's Patrick Knee. Trying to turn Knee here on the edge of the mat. Right on the edge of the mat, but staying in bounds and getting near fall points here is Richie.
Nice job
and
with this power
out of bounds
half.
And they are going to go ahead and award the three. That'll run it to 9-1 in favor of Marcus Ritchie.
I found it kind of interesting how he counted that, then immediately called him out.
Yeah.
Because if he was in good position there to get the count, why do you immediately say he went out?
Right. Yeah, I don't really think they moved beyond that.
No, that's what I'm finding odd. Like, if he's pulling him while he's got that power half and he pulls him out, that's one thing, but they really didn't move. But we're up in the bleachers.
5 seconds to go in the second, and the period will come to a close 9-1 in favor of Marcus Ritchie.
Richie going to jump right back in on this power half. Good job to get that left leg slipped over. Now he floats over to the other side. He's trying to stack him.
He is.
He's close.
Yeah, he's
although, if
he's still fighting it out. Now he's trying to roll him up and close to getting near fall here.
There
he
got it.
Trying to roll all the way through his knee, but he's caught there by Richie. Richie now looking for the fall.
126 left in the third. Nice job by Knee. And I like the response from the Burrow fans, because even though Knee is down 12-1, they give a nice round of applause to Patrick Knee for fighting through that, getting back to his belly.
Right.
A lot of wrestling tradition at Burrell. The fans are very knowledgeable. I think you'd call this performance from Richie very just workmanlike.
Right.
Just consistent, very good positioning. Work the legs well. They're going to get another stall on Knee.
Point. 13-1, the penalty point to Richie.
And if everything holds pat, this is going to be 4 wins out of the last 5 weights for Quaker Valley, including 3 in a row. They just haven't gotten the bonus points. Oh, went to the power half one too many times. His knee's finally able to squirt out.
And the match going to come to a close here. Major decision for Richie. 13-2, the final. That'll make it 38-17. One bout to go, 172. Back after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And we'll wrap it up with Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley and Nico Zanella of Burl. And Zanella quickly in on a takedown here, just 6 seconds into the bout.
Nico Zanella trying to avenge his younger brother, Callio, who lost 7-2 at 145 pounds to Matthew Dana.
And they'll go out of bounds 26 seconds in. Quickly broken down here is Dunlap. It's 10 after 11 right now, and we'll see if they hold that 11:30 start time for the semifinals. I would say that would be likely. Or, I mean, for the finals, excuse me. I would say that would be likely. Trying to turn, and now going to his back here is Dunlap. And
potentially dangerous, yeah, I think. Yeah, he's...
Injury time.
Oh, yeah.
As Dunlap was getting pretty well twisted up. We'll step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Bringing it back here to Peters Township's AHN Arena. This event, the broadcast rights to it, are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. In any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024.
Still working on the, looks like an upper extremity on the left side, maybe a shoulder.
Yeah.
On Trey Dunlap.
And we're getting word that they will begin the finals 15 minutes after this one ends. So we're right on the cusp of not making 11:30. So there will be 15 minutes in between. And right now we're 18 minutes from 11:30.
Well, depending on how long this takes, they're going to cut injury time. It looks like Dunlap's done.
Yep, that's going to do it. Time is 54 seconds for the injury default. So that will make the final score 44-17. And we'll come back and wrap it up for you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get you a rundown of the bout results here. Bobby Fox will have that for you.
Started the match at 189 pounds, and it was Isaac Lasinski of Burrow getting things started with a fall in a minute 14 over Chris Brown. Make it 6-0 Burrow. 215 pounds, Luke Boylan falling 443 over Aris Haniotis of Quaker Valley. Made it 12-0. 15-0 lead for Burrow after Aiden Kuhn won 4-2 in the first sudden victory period over Chase Kretzler. Going down to 107, Cameron Baker of Burrow received the only forfeit of the match. 21-0 Buccaneers. Quaker Valley got on the board. 114 pounds, Bruce Anderchuk. 4-1 victory over Carter Thomas. Again, 21-3. Burrow bounced back. 26-3 lead after Luca Rosa picks up a 17-2 technical fall in 4 minutes, 14 seconds over Isaac McCaglia. 127 pounds, Julian Bertucci falling 25 seconds over Owen Parnell. 32-3. Quaker Valley then got off on got going on their best run of the match. Jack Cazales, 13-4 major decision over Jacob Stewart, made it 32-7. But a pin for Burrell, Cooper Hornack, 34 seconds over Wyatt Hand. That actually clinched it for the Buccaneers, although really Burrell clinched it the week before because Cazales didn't win by enough bonus points. 38-7 Burrell at that point. 145 pounds, Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley, 7-2 win over Callie Ozanella. 152 pounds, Jack Diemert, 4-2 win over Ben Cotullo. 160 pounds, Marcus Ritchie, 13-2 major decision over Patrick Nee. Made it 38-17. That's as close as Quaker Valley got down the stretch. And unfortunately, 172 pounds goes to Trey Dunlap in 58 seconds. Excuse me, goes to Nico Zanella, Burrell in 58 seconds because of an injury default to Trey Dunlap. Final score, 44-17.
Time to recognize today's outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And once again, I'll turn it over to Bobby Fox for our outstanding wrestler.
Outstanding wrestler. We are going to go with Julian Bertucci of Burrell. Got the quickest fall of the match in 25 seconds over Owen Parnell at 127 pounds. And while it didn't mathematically clinch the match for the Buccaneers, it certainly sent them well on their way. I believe it was within 6 points at that point. And then a little extra credit to Jacob Stewart of Burrell, who did lose by major, but it was a small enough margin of defeat that was really the one that clinched it. But congratulations to Julian Bertucci, the outstanding wrestler, with his fall in 25 seconds, 127 pounds.
Championship round will begin at 11:30, and the matchup will be Burgettstown versus Burrell, and that will we can catch all of this on the WJPA Sports Network. The championship round, of course, will be on the air, WJPA AM 1450, and online, and we are providing the audio for the NFHS video stream of these events as well. Bobby and I will be back with the third place consolation. If you're listening to us now, you can keep it right there, and we'll just be following it up here at 11:30 with the consolation round. This presentation on the WJPA Sports Network has been presented by Washington Financial Bank, by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, by CNX Dreamfields, by Washington Jefferson College, by First Federal of Greene County, by the Washington County and Greene County Hall of Fame, by Saris Candies, by the Day Insurance Agency, and by the Washington County College Center, operated by CCBC. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network. One more time, your final score here in the semifinals: Burrell 44 and Quaker Valley 17. We're back to Peters Township for the start of the consolation round at 11:30.